USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is visiting a Texas border. President Trump is visiting the U.S.-Mexico border in Texas on Tuesday as one of his last official acts to make sure Americans remember the wall. With 8 days remaining in office, the president set to highlight the completion of more than 450 miles of border fencing and walls along the frontier with Mexico, one of the president's signature promises of his presidency. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says the government is catching up in the race. Surgeon General Jerome Adams says the government is catching up in the race to vaccinate people against the coronavirus.
We're in a race against this virus, and quite frankly, we're behind, but we're accelerating. The good news is that 700,000 people are getting vaccinated every single day.
Dr. Adams speaking on Fox and Friends, USA Radio News.
For 3 years, you've heard me talk about MyPillow, and the MyPillow premium pillow, and how I get the best night's sleep of my life, how they don't go flat. They are washable and dryable and made in the USA, and it continues the MyPillow premium pillow special from Mike Lindell, a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow, $29.98. You're saving $40. King-size pillows, only $5 more. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. And while you're at MyPillow.com, check out all the deep discounts on all the other MyPillow products. MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
The FBI is warning of armed protests at all 50 state capitals and in Washington, D.C. in the days leading up to President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration. Eric Jackson is a former FBI special agent in charge. He tells USA Radio News why this release is even being made public.
Well, the predominant reason that the FBI is putting this notice out is it's our way of communicating with local, state, and other federal law enforcement agencies to make them aware of any intelligence that the FBI is receiving and sharing that intelligence to make sure that there's adequate response to the threat.
House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Benny Thompson says Senators Ted Cruz and Josh Hawley should end up on a no-fly list for their actions surrounding last week's assault on the Capitol by supporters of President Trump. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A host of American corporations have announced they are halting donations to Republican members of Congress who on January 6 objected to certifying the Electoral College votes cast for President-elect Joe Biden. Companies such as American Express, AT&T, Blue Cross Blue Shield, Commerce Bank, Marriott, and MasterCard, to name a few. Kelsey Bolar is with the Independent Women's Forum. She says this sort of cancel culture needs to stop.
This is just the latest example of cancel culture and the great purge that we're seeing come from the left and never Trump Republicans. The media, big tech, and corporate America are all in on this. It is a very dangerous and concerning trend. It is not going to unite the country. It is going to divide us.
Bolar, speaking on Fox and Friends, continues.
We need more conversations, we need more debate, and we do need unity. I really hope Joe Biden can step up and condemn this cancel culture that has just run out of control.
President-elect Joe Biden has picked a State Department lifer and staunch advocate of diplomacy with Iran to head the CIA, tapping former Ambassador William Burns to head the spy agency. Burns calling President Trump leaving the Iran nuclear deal put forth by the Obama administration a huge mistake. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.